Well, if you're going to go, you'll need some money. I haven't paid you yet. How much money have you got, Jane?
He asked, smiling at me. I showed him the few coins that I had, and he laughed. Then took out some money.
Here is 50 pounds,
he said. But, sir, that's too much. You only owe me 15 pounds for my teaching, I cried.
You're right. Give me that money back. If you had 50 pounds, you might stay away for months. Here's 10 pounds. Is that enough?
But now you owe me 5 pounds, sir.
You'll have to come back and get it then,
he said, laughing. There's something else I want to talk to you about, sir, I said. This was not going to be easy for me to say. You have told me you're going to marry Miss Ingram soon, and that Adele should go away to school. So I must get ready to find another job somewhere. I will begin looking.
Don't do that,
he said.
Promise me, Jane, not to look for another job. I'll take care of everything.
I didn't understand him at all, but he looked so worried that I said, I promise, sir.
Good. And now I must go back to my guests. They are waiting for me.
Goodbye, Mr. Rochester, I said.